Now, when we talk about outreach, we could be talking about many, many different possibilities.
当我们讲到传福音的时候，实际上我们可以遇到许多不同的情况跟机会。
But in Chinese churches, I feel that we are uniquely positioned to reach Chinese-speaking people.
但是对华人教会来说，实际上我们对特别是讲中文的这些朋友们是有一个特别的使命跟机会的。
The American church can possibly reach Chinese-speaking people in America, but Chinese churches are more uniquely positioned to do that.
是的，对于美国教会来说，他们是有机会能够对这些中国人传福音，但是对于华人教会来说，我们更有独特的一个机会去对这些讲华语的人传福音。
So I will mention reaching Chinese people, but that will not be the sole way in which to do outreach.
当然，我会特别提到我们怎么样对这些讲中文的朋友们传福音，但是这也不是只限于这一方面而已。Now,
whenever I bring up the topic of outreach at Chinese churches, it always is a little bit uncomfortable.
当然，每次我在跟华人教会谈到传福音的时候，实际上并不是那么舒坦的。Because
we all know it is extremely hard to do.
因为我们知道，实际上对华人传福音是非常困难的。If
you think about Chinese non-Christian people in Dutchess County, they're not going to want to come here unless they're Christian.
因为对于这些，在特别是这个地区华人，如果他们不是基督徒的话，他们不会自动走进教会的。They
will not look for us, therefore we must look for them.
他们不会主动来找我们，因此我们必须主动去找他们。And
that's not an easy thing to do.
而这样的一个过程并不是容易的。I
was talking to George earlier, and we said maybe there's ways in which you can reach out to restaurant workers.
之前我才跟George弟兄谈过，也许我们有机会能够对这些餐馆的人士来传福音。And
maybe even the student world, international students at local colleges.
或者跟一些国际学生，这些华人国际学生来传福音。
And whenever I speak about this to other Chinese churches, usually it can be very discouraging because the results are meager.
当然我许多时候我跟其他华人教会讲这个题目的时候，有的时候并不是那么鼓励人心的，因为经常会在这方面大家受到很大的挫败。
I understand.
我了解.
I'd still like to be able to talk through what I think the Bible speaks about this, though.
然而我依然希望能够借着圣经来与大家分享。
Okay, so in order to do that type of thing, which we call expanding the ministry here, I sometimes feel like there's ways of building towards that.
所以当我们提到如何扩展教会的服事的时候，我就会想我们如何来做一个建造的一个工作。So
there are all sorts of resources that I feel are necessary, and I will call that infrastructure.
很多时候我们需要很多的资源去做如此的建造，那我们称为它里面的一个内在的架构。So
the title is Building the Infrastructure for Expanding the Ministry here, and I want to use a Bible passage from the book of Nehemiah.
所以今天我想与大家分享的是如何做建造一个属灵的内在架构来扩张我们的教会。那我今天用的章节是出自于尼希米记。Now
I am a visitor here. I'm not a member of this church, so I'm just raising a topic, and hopefully this church will just have a conversation among themselves.
因为我只是一个外来讲员，因此我想在这边就是给大家一个开始，然后请大家在因着这个题目，我们一起来思考，一起来成长。And
so the talk is really about a lesson from this story of Nehemiah, and the first lesson is just how to pray God into your plans.
所以这个我们今天所学的乃是说我们从尼希米记来学我们怎么样在神的旨意当中来建造。Let's
go on to the next slide. Okay, and I'm going to say here that this church has tremendous potential to expand its ministry.
我相信这个教会实际上有极大的潜力来扩张我们的服事。
Okay, usually when I talk to Chinese churches about doing outreach, I try to say, find the places where you can find Chinese people.
很多时候我在不同的华人教会的时候，我就跟他们说，也许我们找的第一个机会是找到许多华人聚集的地方。
So oftentimes that means finding employers in the area where Chinese people will often work.
所以其中一个方式就是找到这边主要的大公司，也许在这些公司里面有一些华人的雇员。
So I found on the internet some local companies that are large employers in Dutchess County.
所以我就从网络上面发现，在我们这个county这里有几个大的公司。
Maybe they work at IBM.
也许有些人他们可以会在IBM做事。
Or maybe they work in the medical field like Mid-Hudson Regional Hospital.
或者说在这附近的医院。
As we were saying before, at least they eat at Chinese restaurant.
或者好像我至少在这边有中国餐馆。
So that's maybe where you can make some contact.
这些都是我们可以接触华人的地方。I
also said that at any local college you will have international students.
然后特别是这 所有在当本地的大学里面有任何国际的学生，
I was talking to George earlier about international students.
所以我前面才跟George提到有关这些华人的国际生。
We have international students from mainland China at Nanyang College.
而我自己教学的这个乃义大学里面就有很多从中国大陆来的留学生。
Sometimes they're Christian and sometimes not.
有一些他们是基督徒，但是很多时候他们也不是。
Parents from mainland China like sending their children to American schools.
很多中国大陆的父母喜欢把他们的孩子送到美国学校来留学。
And for some reason, they like Christian schools, both high schools and colleges, to send their kids.
而因着某些原因，他们很喜欢把自己的孩子，特别是送到基督教学校。
So I look at that as a tremendous opportunity for outreach.
所以对于我来说，这乃是我们传福音的一个绝大好的机会。
So some local colleges here are Marist College, Vassar College, and I also found that there's a cooking school called the Culinary Institute of America.
所以我就发现这我们这附近有几所大学，有 Marist College, 有 Vassar College, 还有一个 CIA 的烹饪学校。
I speak often at another church in Port Chester, New York, called the Chinese Alliance Church of Westchester.
我另外也有的时候到Port Chester南边的一个华人教会宣道会去讲道。
They're right on the New York Connecticut border.
而他们的教会就位于是纽约跟康州的边界。
So they have initiated a very successful Bible study to the students at the university, international students from mainland China at the University of Connecticut.
所以他们就因着他们的地理位置，他们就开始了一个在康州大学里面的一个学生事工，专门是对中国大陆来的留学生。
Now those students could possibly go to an intervarsity meeting or some other campus meeting, but they're not going to go to those.
而这些学生他们是有机会去参与其他基督教的团契的，但是他们却不会去那些团契。
But they will go to a Bible study that's in Mandarin.
他们不会去，但是他们却会去一个讲中文的团契。
So I told my friends at that church, oh, I'm very proud of you for doing that.
所以我就跟那些教会的同工说，我实在为你们骄傲。
If any of those students at the University of Connecticut receive Jesus Christ, they go back to mainland China as Christians. It's like sending a missionary to mainland China.
因为当这些大学留学生在这边因着讲中文的团契而信主的话，他们将来以后回到中国大陆，他们就成为你们送出去的宣教士了。
So it's important for Chinese churches to think that way, to think missionally about reaching Chinese people here in America.
所以对我们在美国的华人，我们必须要有一个传福音的这种心态，知道我们所传下来这个福音的种子。
But if you expand your vision beyond just Chinese-speaking people and say, we can speak English here, we can reach anybody who speaks English, the possibilities are very wide.
但是当我们再打开我们的眼界，知道我们所能够接触的对象不单单只限于讲中文的话，那我们传福音接触面呢将会更广了。
The Chinese Alliance Church of Westchester is in a neighborhood of primarily Spanish-speaking people.
因为我刚刚提到的这个在南边的纽约南边这边的这个宣道会，他所处的范围也是一个在附近的人都是讲西班牙语的。They
had the vision to hire a youth pastor who is Peruvian, who speaks Spanish.
而他们所请来的一个青少年的牧师，他乃是从比卢来，他是讲西班牙话的。
I told them I was very proud of them. That's very strategic.
然后我对他们说，我实在为着你们骄傲，因为你们所请来的这牧师是非有战略性的。So
I was there a month ago, and they had one Spanish-speaking teenager in their youth group who had joined their youth group.
因为因此上个礼拜我跟到他们教会去讲到的时候，我就发现他们的青少年团契当中，其实有一个是西班牙讲西班牙话的青少年也在其中。
At that service, we had a commissioning service for a short-term missions group, and the Spanish-speaking kid was in that missions group.
而在那个礼拜，当我们崇拜的时候，我们有一个遣送宣教士出去的一个仪式。而在这个其中呢，这个讲西班牙话的这个青少年也在其中，也是将会被差派出去做短宣宣教士。The
Spanish-speaking parents came to that service.
而在那个仪式当中，这一个讲西班牙话的青少年，他父母也来了。
It was an English-speaking service, but it was at a Chinese church.
这乃是一个讲英文的聚会，而我们是在一个中国教会里面。You
don't see that too often.
但是你这种图片在许多的华人教会是看不到的。So
I'm going to say the same thing to this church that I said to that church. Please try to be missional and outreach oriented. Try to expand the ministry.
因此，我与大家分享的信息跟我在那边讲的一样，请大家放宽我们的传福音的眼界。
And when I say expand the ministry, it's not because you're great, it's because the gospel is great.
我所谓说大家要扩张你们服事的广度，并不是因为你们是一个伟大的教会，而是我们服事的神是一个伟大的神。Let
me show you two verses that I hold in my heart. Let's go to the next slide. I hold in my heart whenever I think about expanding ministry.
而我们每次要讲到扩张我们服事的国度的时候，我就喜欢用接下来这个经节与大家分享。This
ministry should grow because God's heart is for the entire world.
我们的服事应该要成长，因为神的心意乃是要全世界都能认识他。Let
me read to you Habakkuk 2:14. You have it in Chinese?
让我来与大家分享哈巴谷书第二章十四节。
Habakkuk says, the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea.
哈巴谷书二章十四节，认识耶和华荣耀的知识要充满遍地，好像水充满洋海一般。Have
you been to the Atlantic Ocean lately?
大家有去过大西洋海吗?
A lot of water, right?
我们面对海的时候，许多的水在里面，不是吗?
And the waters fill the entire ocean.
而整个水就充满了整个海洋，不是吗?
God's heart is for the entire world to know Him or His glory, just as the waters fill the Atlantic Ocean.
神的心意乃是要全地都能认识他的荣耀和知识，就好像水充满洋海一般。So
don't be afraid if the world seems vast and full of millions and millions of people. God's heart for them is just as vast.
不要害怕，我们面对的是上百万、上千万的人口，在地球的人口，而要知道，神的心意乃是对所有的人都有一颗要希望他们认识他的心。So
God wants the knowledge of His glory to fill Dutchess County, because Dutchess County is part of the world.
因此，神的心意乃是要让他的荣耀和知识充满 Dutchess County， 这乃是他的心意。
Here's another verse in Matthew 24:14.
而有另一个经节乃是马太福音24章14节.
And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached into the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the earth will come. The end will come.
24章14节说，这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证，然后末期才来到。
Now, I just want to draw attention to that word nations in Matthew 24:14.
我在这边想大家要专注的就是说要天下的国。
In English, sometimes the word nations refers to political boundaries or geopolitical nations, but that's not what it means.
在英文来说, nation这个字好像是所有的国家是属于政治范畴的意义, 但是实际上在这边圣经并不是在这个意思。
It refers to peoples, ethno-linguistic peoples.
这乃是代表万民的意思,乃是说所有的民族。
So when you see the word nations in that verse, do not think the country of Mexico down south, think of Mexican people.
所以在这边如果我们看到有万国这个字,不要认为只是面对某一些的国家,我们要想的是国家里面的人,人民。
Right, so I read that and I say the gospel has to be preached to all Chinese people, not just the country of China, but Chinese people wherever they are.
因此我读这节经文的时候,我乃是觉得我们要传福音给所有的中国人,不是单单是传福音给中国这个国家。
Okay, so God's heart is for Chinese people. I think we are uniquely positioned to reach Chinese people.
因此神对我们的心意乃是要我们把传福音给所有的华人,这乃是神的心意。
But he wants to reach all peoples.
而神的心意也是希望能够传到万民的。
Okay, let's go on the next slide here. Okay, so how do we partner with God in this? I feel that we have to build an infrastructure for that.
因此我们怎么样能与神同工呢?我们要与神同工的时候,我们要来考虑我们怎么样来建造内在的架构。
These are small baby steps towards the bigger picture of reaching God's world.
这些乃是初级的步骤,来以至于我们能够达到神更宏伟的一个目标。
So I'm going to bring up some things, but I bring this up with every church I speak at.
因此我就把这些几个要点与大家分享,就有如我在其他教会所讲的一样。This
church might want to consider investing in more personnel.
也许这个教会应该去思考怎么样投资更多于在有关工人造就的方面。
Like there might be a pastor or an English pastor or some other worker who might be able to coordinate greater outreach.
也许我们就要思考我们怎么这样人事方面能够更充足。也许我们要请一个牧师或者英文牧师或青少年牧师来教会服事。
Another infrastructure thing is just funding.
然后另一个我们要考虑的乃是财力的资源。
As the church grows in population, there's more people giving and offering, so that increases funding.
当我们人越来越多的时候,奉献跟得多的时候,我们的资金也开始多了。But
there are other means of funding besides offerings.
但是有其他不单单只是由奉献,我们能够达到我们资金的目标。My
denomination is called the Christian and Missionary Alliance, and there is a thing called the Alliance Development Fund, which is kind of like a bank which lends money to Alliance churches if they need to invest in something.
在我所属的基督教的宗派里面是属于宣道会,而我们整个宣道会里面有一个系统,是让大家可以把钱先投资于一个特别的银行,这个银行是特别愿意资款出来去支持宣教的。
My guess is that there are other banks that specialize in lending money to churches who need amounts of capital.
我也相信在美国也有其他的银行是特别愿意帮助教会去投资以及用金钱投资于宣教方面的。Another
aspect of infrastructure are your facilities.
另一个方面,我们的所有的外在物质的系统。
This is a nice room. It fits everybody.
我们在这边有一个好的房间,我们在这边可以让所有的人都可以在这边聚会。But
someday this church might want to think about a larger room.
但是也许我们会到某一个地步,我们希望有一个更大的空间来聚会。Maybe
you might get the other building to house you guys.
也许我们可以有一个更大的建筑物去让我们能够敬拜。Or
maybe there might be just a larger room elsewhere on another property.
或者我们在其他的地方我们可以有一个地方我们可以聚会。
The last aspect of infrastructure are partnering organizations.
然后最后一项呢，是我们怎么样也有一个同工的组织。
Sometimes I encourage churches to work together.
很多时候，有一些时候我是很鼓励有一些教会能够彼此同工。
I was a youth pastor in Chinatown, and my youth group was very small.
我记得那个时候我在中国城做牧师的时候，我自己的青少年团契是非常的小的。Young
people like having big meetings with lots of people.
你知道青少年是很喜欢人多的地方的。
So I would call up other churches and say, hey, can we have a joint meeting somehow?
而我就会打电话给其他教会说，嘿，我们要不要一起来，我们有一个更多人的青少年聚会呢？
Sometimes the partnering organization might be the university you're trying to do outreach at.
有的时候我们可以一些同工的组织，也许是大学。
And we could approach the college and say, we'd like to do something with your international students. Can you provide a room and refreshments or something?
有的时候我们可以跟大学说，我们愿意服侍你们这些国际生，你可以是否可以给我们一个房间，让我们可以聚会呢？
And if they say yes, they are partnering with you.
如果他们说愿意的话，那他就是可以，就是跟我们一起同工了。These
are all resources that are helpful in expanding your ministry.
而这些所有的资源都是能够帮助我们来扩张服事的。Maybe
it's fair to say this is not the ministry itself, but this is prerequisite work to do the ministry.
而这些东西并不是我们服事的本质，而是这些东西能够帮助我们成为我们来进一步做达成服事目标的东西。It
would be the infrastructure that would support a ministry.
它们乃是这些基本的架构来帮助我们达成服事的目标。Okay,
let's go on to the next slide here. Okay, so whenever I talk about building infrastructure, I try to find a good biblical metaphor. And I think a good metaphor for building infrastructure is the story of Nehemiah, who rebuilt Jerusalem's walls in 445 BC.
因此，当我讲到每次讲到说我们如何能够建造一个属灵的架构的时候，我就想应该用怎么样的比喻与大家分享呢？我就想到在圣经当中，尼希米记。
Nehemiah was the most famous builder in the Old Testament.
尼希米乃是一个非常好的工程师。This
picture on the left is actually a portion of Nehemiah's wall which remains to this day.
我们在我们图片的左边，我们所看到的这个照片，就是尼希米当时他所建造、所遗留下来的一座一个城堡的角落，而如今一直还在。I
was just there in Jerusalem with George and Michelle about a month ago, and we visited that spot.
实际上，我在上个月的时候才跟 George 跟 Michelle 我们一起到。 刚刚大家所见的这个图片这边观看。At
the time, in 445 BC, Jerusalem's walls were in disrepair, and Nehemiah took upon himself to repair those walls.
所以在主前445年的时候，耶路撒冷城墙实际上都已经败落了、凋零了，而这个时候，尼希米去想办法把它建造起来。
The first seven chapters of Nehemiah is about his building project, the most famous building project in the Old Testament.
而尼希米记前面从一到七章就记载了旧约圣经里面最有名的一个建筑工程。The
picture on the right is just a cartoon of Nehemiah rebuilding Jerusalem's walls.
而在大家右边看的这个图片乃是画出来的一个漫画去 表现出当时尼希米怎么带领群众去建造耶路撒冷城墙。So
you can go through Nehemiah chapters 1 through 7 and study the history of Nehemiah, but I'm trying to say that that's a metaphor or picture of any building project that you undergo today to expand this ministry here.
所以大家要了解尼希米他怎么样建造这个城墙工程的话，大家可以读尼希米记1到7 章。而我与大家要所要分享的是，大家要建造任何的工程，我们都可以回到这些章节去了解这些建造的原则。
And when you read Nehemiah 1 through 7, the first thing Nehemiah does before he embarks upon his building project is pray.
而当我们看见尼希米要开始这个伟大的工程的时候，他的第一步骤，我们发现尼希米记第一章乃是他祷告。
All building must begin with prayer.
所有的工程的基础乃是在于祷告。
Your building project will be in vain if God is not in it.
如果你没有祷告的话，你一切的工程都是虚空的。
I'd like to spend the rest of the time just looking at Nehemiah's prayer.
实际上，我就想把底下的时间，我们都来专注于尼希米的祷告。
Let's go to the next slide here. Okay, so I made this point already, but rebuilding Jerusalem's walls was an earthly job that enabled God's spiritual work to take place.
实际上，尼希米在这边建造耶路撒冷城墙。乃是一个地上的工作，但是它反映出神属灵建造的一个原则。
So if you're on the committee at this church to figure out finances or to figure out facilities, those are kind of earthly jobs that will enable God's spiritual work to take place.
如果诸位是在教会里面同工之一的话，也许我们想的是如何在地上来做一些的事工，但是实际上我们也想到天上的原则。
That would still be a very high calling if you were called to do that.
实际上我们做地上的事情实际上也是一个非常崇高的一个呼召。
Let's go on to the next slide here. Okay, like I said, Nehemiah 7 offers many lessons on how to build for God's kingdom work.
就如我刚刚所说的，尼希米记第一地到第七章，给我们看到给我们看到许多我们可以学习的课程，来建造神国度的工作。
I'm hoping that there would be some builders here today.
我希望在座我们今天有一些工程师在此。
Let's go on to the next slide.
我们来看下一个。
Okay, I am inviting everybody here to pray God into your plans.
所以我在这边祈求大家，我们一起来祷告，能够进入神的心意。
And there's three lessons or three aspects to Nehemiah's prayer that I want to talk through.
那在这边我们可以。尼希米在第一章里面告诉我们三个可学习的功课。
Let's go on to the next slide.
让我们看下一个。
First of all, the setting. This is going to be from Nehemiah 1:1-5.
而这里面记载的就是尼希米记第一章从第一节到第五节。
And we'll just read the introduction here. In the month of Kislev, in the 20th year, while I was in the citadel of Susa, Hanani, one of my brothers, came from Judah with some other men.And I questioned them about the Jewish remnant that had survived the exile and also about Jerusalem. They said to me, those who survived the exile and are back in the province are in great trouble and disgrace. The wall of Jerusalem is broken down and the gates have been burned with fire. When I heard these things, I sat down and wept for some days. I mourned and I fasted and I prayed before the God of heaven.
接下来我用中文与大家念尼希米记第一章一到五节。哈加利亚的儿子尼希米的言语如下：亚达薛西王二十年，基斯流月，我在苏珊城的宫中。那时我一个弟兄哈拿尼同几个人从犹太来。犹大来，我问他们那些被掳归回剩下逃多犹大人和耶路撒冷的光景，他们对我说，那些被掳归回剩下的人在犹大城遭大难，受凌辱，并且耶路撒冷的城墙拆毁，城门被火焚烧。我听见这话就坐下哭泣，悲哀了几日，在天上的神面前禁食祈祷说，耶和华天上的神，大而可畏的神啊，你向爱你、守你诫命的人守约施慈爱。
So in verse 5, Nehemiah begins to pray about this project that he wants to undergo, and he starts off in verses 5 through 7 just confessing sins.
所以接下来5到7节，尼希米就在神面前认罪悔改。
Then I said, Lord, the God of heaven, the great and awesome God who keeps his covenant of love with those who love him and keep his commandments. Let your ear be attentive and your eyes open to hear the prayer your servant is praying before you, day and night for your servants, the people of Israel. I confess the sins we Israelites, including myself and my father's family, have committed against you. We have acted very wickedly towards you, and we have not obeyed the commands, decrees, and laws you gave your servant Moses.
接下来, 尼希米就在神面前认罪祷告。他这么说, 耶和华天上的神大而可畏的神啊, 你向爱你守你诫命的人, 守约施慈爱, 愿你睁开眼看, 侧耳听, 你仆人昼夜在你面前, 为你众人, 众仆人, 以色列民的祈祷, 承认我们以色列人向你们, 向你所犯的罪, 我与我父家, 都有罪了。
Let me just say that if you have plans that you want to bring before God,
让我们想, 当我们, 也许我们心中有一些意念, 想, 带到神面前祈求的时候,
it's very easy to jump in asking for God to bless you.
很多时候我们马上就跳到神面前说, 神啊, 赶快祝福我吧。
It's very easy to say pridefully, we're going to do this for you, God, will you help us?
很多时候我们骄傲地对神说, 神啊, 我乃是为你做这件事, 你就祝福我吧。
My word to you is that that should not be the first words out of your mouth.
而我与大家分享的是, 我们要记得, 这乃不是我们第一个要与神说的事。
The Lord is drawn to people who are humble.
神乃是喜欢那些谦卑的人。
One of the best ways to express humility before God is to start by confessing sins.
其中一个谦卑的表现乃是到神面前先认罪。
Now confessing sins is an awkward thing for some of us.
实际上有的时候认罪对我们许多人来说都是很难堪的。
Especially if other people know in a public prayer meeting, we are confessing sins.
特别是在我们公开祷告的场合, 尤其别人也听得到, 也知道发生什么事的时候, 我们很难认罪。
At my church, we often have corporate prayer meetings.
在我的教会里面, 我们经常有公众, 大家一起的祷告。
And we go through this awkward period at the beginning of the prayer meeting where the pastor will say, okay, I would like someone to lead off in the confession of sin.
在当牧师说来，我们希望现在有人能够带领我们做一个认罪祷告的时候，通常都是非常尴尬的时刻。And
sometimes it's a very long pause.
有的时候我们就是有一个很长按静默的时间。Because
everybody is thinking, if I confess my sins, everyone sees me and thinks bad of me.
因为很多人就想，当我在公众场合认罪的时候，我这样一讲的时候，大家不是都轻看我了吗？
Let me just say that if you struggle with those thoughts,
让我告诉你们，如果大家真的为这一类事情挣扎的话，
try to overcome them.
你要胜过它。
People should be proud of you that you are willing to confess your sin.
实际上，大家应该因着你能够勇敢的认罪而为你骄傲的。
If you think, I'm an elder or I'm a leader here, you're being a very good elder, you're being a very good leader by confessing sins publicly.
如果你是一个教会的长老或带领人的话, 你更应该做会众的榜样。
You're setting an example for the other people as Nehemiah sets this example for us.
你乃是在会众面前做了像尼希米这样的一个代表人物, 教导人怎么样认罪。
I have discovered that when one person starts off confessing their sins, it leads to other people confessing their sins.
我发现当一个人开始愿意在公众面前认罪的时候, 他就带领许许多多的人跟着他的脚中走。
I was in one meeting where one person started off confessing, God, I am so sorry, I have a lot of pride in my heart.
我记得我在一个祷告会当中, 其中有一个人站起来说, 神啊, 请饶恕我,
but then when that person was done, three other people wanted to confess the pride that was in their heart.
结果当一个人开始这样子祷告的时候, 接下来三个人都为着他们自己心中的骄傲来祷告, 认罪。
The person who started off in some sense gave permission to the other people that it's okay.
实际上当一个人开始这样的祷告的时候, 他乃是开了一个门, 让别人也有机会往这个方向来祷告。
After a public confession of sin or a group confession of sin, I feel like the room atmosphere changes.
当我发现在一个公众的祷告场合里面, 大家开始都能为自己的罪来做认罪祷告的时候, 整个气氛开始改变了。
It feels like the Holy Spirit comes down into the room.
这个时候就感到圣灵就来到整个会众当中。
Because the moment you confess your sins, God says immediately back to you, I forgive.
因为当我们一认罪的时候, 神马上就说, 我饶恕你了。
The Holy Spirit comes immediately and says, this is why Jesus went to the cross.
这个时候圣灵就来告诉我们, 这乃是为什么基督上十字架的原因。
And then there is a very strong closeness between the people in the room and the Holy Spirit who's in the room.
这个时候大家整个会众就与圣灵开始有一个亲密的交流。And
when there is this closeness, we're being honest about our sins and God is forgiving us for our sins, it feels like the communication is very, very free and very open.
当我们感到圣灵正是与我们同在非常亲近的时候，我们就感觉到神开始与我们同在。
I have been in meetings where people have confessed things that are very personal.
我也到一些祷告会，有一些人开始为着他自己非常隐秘、个人的东西开始祷告。And
if the Holy Spirit is moving, it's okay.
但是那个时候如果有圣灵的催逼已经带领的话，
I was in a meeting once where a teenage girl said, I want to just confess that I have an eating disorder.
我在一个祷告会当中，其中一个青少年的少女说，我有一个饮食的问题。
Do you know what an eating disorder is?
大家知道这些暴食症的问题吗？
Sometimes, if a young girl is very conscious of her weight, she will eat and then cause herself to throw up afterwards.
这些有这些饮食症的人，特别是少女们，她们为了要保持身材，她们内分泌就开始，每当她们吃完一个东西的时候，她们就不自主的呕吐，把所有吃的东西全部吐出来。
This condition, which is called bulimia, is more common than you would think.
而这个在美国的现象，实际上超过我们一般人所能想象的。
At our college, we have many girls who struggle with bulimia.
实际上在我的大学里面，许多的女学生都有这个病症。
For those who have bulimia, they're very embarrassed and very ashamed of it.
而这些有这些饮食病症的人，他们实际上是非常羞愧，不敢面对这个问题的。
So when this girl confessed that she had bulimia, she was afraid that if I let people know that I have this, they will judge me and think very poorly of me.
所以当这个女孩子，当她这样子祷告的时候，实际上她心里也非常害怕。她说，当我把这件事情公布出来的时候，大家会怎么样的轻看我，怎么样的论断我呢？
Maybe people will not love me anymore.
也许大家再也不接纳我，再也不爱我了。
But in this meeting, after she confessed this, many, many other women came up to her and gave her a hug, saying, I have the same thing.
而但是当这个祷告会一完的时候，所有其他的女士们都来到她的旁边说，实际上我有这个问题。And
everybody in the meeting hugged her and let her know how much they loved her. It didn't matter that she had this.
然后许多的姊妹们就一起抱住她，跟她说，没有关系，我们也经历同样的。And
she felt more loved, not less loved, from confessing this before God.
所以当她这样子讲述她自己问题的时候，她得到的反而是更多的爱，而不是更少的爱。That
is the power of the gospel.
这乃是福音的大能。
And I'm here to encourage that type of mindset and that type of attitude in coming to God before prayer.
所以我在这边跟鼓励大家, 我们有同样的心态, 来带着这个心来到神的面前。
The Bible models prayer for us, and I'm trying to say that this is a good thing to have at the beginning of your prayer time.
圣经常常给我们一个祷告的范例，而这个就是教导我们怎么样来到神面前。
This seems unrelated to building infrastructure, but it is very, very important.
这个乍看底下好像与建造一个建筑物是没有关系的，但是实际上它是建造的一个基础。
Let's go to the next slide. Okay, the other thing that I think is very powerful in praying before God is you claim His promises.
另一个我觉得很重要的乃是我们要知道的乃是支取神的应许。
Sometimes I think of this as praying back to God what He's spoken to you.
很多时候我觉得乃是我们用神的话与神来祷告回去。
The second part of Nehemiah's prayers in verses 8 and 9. Let me read it to you now. Remember the instruction you gave your servant Moses, saying, If you are unfaithful, I will scatter you among the nations. But if you return to me and obey my commands, then even if your exiled peoples are at the farthest horizon, I will gather them from there and bring them to the place I have chosen as a dwelling for my name.
尼希米第一章第八到九节乃是尼希米在这边怎么样用神的话来祷告回去。他说：“求你纪念所吩咐你仆人摩西的话，说：你们若犯罪，我就把你们分散在万民中；但你们若归向我，谨守遵行我的诫命，你们被赶散的人虽然在天涯，我也必从那里将他们招聚回来，带到我所拣选立为我名的居所。”
Nehemiah's plan was to build the walls in the city of Jerusalem, and he's trying to say in this prayer that God wants his work to take place in Jerusalem. That's the place that he has chosen as a dwelling.
尼希米的计划乃是要在耶路撒冷重建起城墙，而尼希米就用神曾经给以色列民的应许来作为他的祷告。
I like to tell people, if you're going to come to God, it is better to use His words than your own words.
我很多时候我跟大家说，当你来到神面前祷告的时候，最好用神自己的话，而不是你的话。
There's a sense of you being united with God if you are praying back His promises to Him.
因为很多时候，当我们这样子的祷告的时候，乃是我们与神的心意有一个合一的声音。
These words from Nehemiah are not exact quotes, but they come very close to things that appear in Deuteronomy 30.
虽然在这边尼希米用的用字不完全是前面神所讲的话，但是实际上它里面的含义是跟申命记是非常相似的。
So if I were joining this church in prayer, I might echo back the words from Habakkuk 2:14.
所以当也许我与大家在这边一起有教会祷告会的话，也许我会用哈巴谷书来这样子祷告。
Remember what I read earlier, that God's heart is for the world to be filled with the knowledge of His glory as the waters fill the sea.
大家还记得我前面与大家分享哈巴谷书的里面的话语吗？他认识耶和华荣耀的知识要充满遍地，好像水充满洋海一般。
So sometimes when I pray, I say, Lord, you want Dutchess County to know your glory as the waters fill the sea.
所以我就会跟神说，神啊，这乃是你的心意，希望你自己的荣耀和知识要充满整个 Dutchess County.
I might even also use Matthew 24:14, just the wording in praying that back to the Lord.
或者我也会用马太福音24:14，用神自己的话来祷告回给神。
And I'll say, Lord, it is your desire to have this gospel preached to all nations.
我会说，神啊，这乃是你自己的心意，希望你的福音要传遍天下，不是吗？
So what we seek is not for ourselves. This is what you seek yourself, according to your word.
因此，我们所求的不是我们的心意，乃是你自己的心意。
It helps to know the Bible.
所以，实际上我们认识圣经是非常有帮助的，不是吗？
Then you can pray back what God's promises are.
我们可以用神赐下的应许来祷告回给神。
I do this just in my own personal life.
很多时候我就为我个人也是做同样的事。
When I pray for my kids when they are sick, I'll quote James chapter 5 that says the prayer of faith will make the sick person well.
当我孩子自己孩子生病的时候，我就会用雅各书第五章说，我们可以为生病的人祷告。
It fills my heart with faith for healing when I know that God says the prayer of faith will make the sick person well.
因为当我用神的话说，凡出自于信心的祷告是大有功效的，让我自己在祷告的时候也充满了信心。
So learn to claim God's promises when you pray for God to be in your building plans.
因此我们要支取神的应许来帮助我们来做一个教会建造的一个祷告。
Nehemiah did this many years ago, and I'm saying that we can learn from his example.
尼希米在好几百年以前，几千年以前做了同样的祷告，同样我们也可以从他身上做一个学习。
Then the third part is here in verses 10 and 11. Next slide.
然后接下来就是第十节跟第十一节。
Here Nehemiah actually prays for a successful outcome.
而在这里尼希米就祷告为他的事工的成功来祷告。
In order for him to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem, he has to go to the king, his name is Artaxerxes, and number one, get permission, and number two, get materials.
所以当他要这样子建造的时候，他必须要得到他当时服侍的王亚达薛西王的一个认可，以及从他那边得到资源。
So then in verses 10 and 11, here's what he says. They are your servants and your people whom you redeem by your great strength and mighty hand. Lord, let your ear be attentive to the prayer of this your servant and to the prayer of your servants who delight in revering your name. Give your servant success today by granting him favor in the presence of this man.
这都是你仆人你的百姓就是你用大力和大能的手所救赎的主啊求你侧耳听你仆人的祈祷和喜爱敬畏你名众仆人的祈祷使你仆人现在亨通在王面前蒙恩
Now Nehemiah knows that he cannot succeed unless he has favor from King Artaxerxes
实际上尼希米知道他自己本身资源有限除非他能够在他服侍的王面前蒙恩得到他的恩宠从他那边得到资源
This is the heart of another human being whom nobody can control
但是这乃是另一个人的心我谁可以掌握其他人的心呢
And whenever you're praying for somebody's heart or dispositionThat's always God's territory, not ours.
当我们想要改变一个人的心意的时候，我们发现我们是有限的，只有神能够做改变人心意的工作。
If you're praying for a non-Christian restaurant worker to receive Jesus, you have no control over that person's heart.
实际上，很多时候我们当为一个也许在餐馆工作的一个人，希望他能够回心转意认识神的时候，实际上我们没有这个能力的。
That's something that you should just put in God's hands.
实际上，这一切都在神的手中。
If this church were trying to get a loan from a bank, let's say, to expand its facilities, that's someone else's heart.
假设说我们希望从银行去借款，但是我们没有能力去改变那个银行经理的心意，这个只有神才能做的。
So this prayer is for favor.In the heart of the king, you can pray for favor in the heart of the restaurant worker, for the gospel, or favor in the bank.
而在这边，尼希米的祷告是希望这个王能够恩宠他，希望王能够改变心意。而我们今天也许面对的在餐馆里面还未得救的人，我们希望他改变心意，或者说我们面对某某人，我们希望他改变心意。
Let's go to the last slide and wrap things up here.
这都不是我们能力所有的范围，我们只能交给神。我们先来看这张图片。
That's this building, right?
这个就是我们的教会，不是吗
？Okay, so let me just wrap up and say, I think in Nehemiah chapter 1, there's a very good model to follow in praying for this church.
实际上，我就知道，尼希米这本书实际上是对我们教会是一个祷告的范本。
Do not be afraid to have a time of confession in prayer.
我们千万不要对害怕认罪祷告。
Pray back God's promise of reaching the world for the gospel.
然后我们用神的话去祷告回给神, 希望他的福音能够传遍天下。
And then as you pursue a plan, call forth success in that plan.
而我们祷告是要为了成功来祷告。
I like this message because it says that the first thing you should do is pray before you pursue any plans.
我很喜欢这篇讲章, 因为知道当我们要在做任何工程之时, 首先我们先要祷告认罪。
That's a good lesson just for your personal life and not just the life of this corporate church.
而这个功课不单单是只为这个教会的, 对我们个人的灵命也是非常重要的。
So if anybody here had other personal plans and maybe you forgot to pray or you haven't been praying, let this be a reminder to commit your plans to the Lord first.
也许个人在自己生命当中有不同的计划, 实际上我们也可以应用这个, 我们首先来到神面前来祷告。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告吧。
Lord, I now commit this church into your hands.
主，我再次恭敬地把这个教会交在你手中。
It does not belong to any one of us, it belongs to you.
这个教会不属于任何人, 乃是属于你的。
You love this church more than any single person here could possibly love this church.
你爱这个教会里面每一个人超过任何人的爱。
And so now I commit its future and its health to you.
因此我把这个教会前面的道路和它的健康
We say the same thing your disciples said. Teach us to pray.
主啊, 我们祷告就有如你的门徒问你说我们要如何祷告。
In Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告奉主基督耶稣的名。 Amen. Amen.